Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this week's episode is number 8 in our series of songs from Keys to My Head, my latest album. This week, we're going to listen to Full of Fear and then talk a little bit about it. So we'll listen to Full of Fear and chat on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Full of Fear. Really fun song. Once again, a song written for FOM, February Album Writing Month, that online group in 2020 when I participated in that. This one, actually, to get into the writing of the song a little bit before we look at the lyrics, this one was one that I had just gotten a Boss RC-505 looper, and this is one that I wrote utilizing that looper. So, you know, really laying down musical tracks and stuff, and then bringing the lyrics to that, and kind of a rant, which you know doesn't make a huge difference, but probably does have a little bit of an effect, as opposed to sitting down and just writing a song with an instrument, with a guitar or something. But that original recording that I did for FOM, which was posted to the FOM site and is also on my YouTube channel, I wrote the song on the four-string banjo. And so that... that little progression that you hear in there that goes throughout, that was originally on the four-string banjo. I made the decision when I was taking the song to the studio to be on this album. As I've said before, I for some reason I had decided early on that I wanted nylon strings to be at the core of every song, even though on many, as in this one, I bring other instrumentation in, obviously a harmonica, but also electric guitar when we get to the instrumental section. But that was nice. A different feel to a song like this, a bluesy song that you know, had originally been written on a banjo, which has a very different feel than those nylon strings. I wasn't sure if this one would translate, but it really did. I really felt good about that. So anyway, I'll also make sure that on the Podbean page, scottsimpsonmusic.podbean.com, I'll also post a link to the recording of that, the original recording of that, which was, as I said, recorded with the help of a Boss RC-505 and the banjo. The four-string banjo was the main instrument there. I performed, when I recorded it, I kind of performed live the vocals and the harmonica in that video. So I'll post that, but we'll take a little look at the lyrics and how they relate to the prompt from FOM, which was, again, this is another one that came from the Wanderlust, and I had already written a couple of songs from that theme, and so I was stretching again to say, so what else does this prompt, this theme, hold for me? Well, you know, Wanderlust, quite often we think of it in the positive sense. I'm just ready to get out for an adventure, go on a trip, have some fun. I thought, what if it's not that? What if it's a very fearful thing? What if it's, I've got to leave. I don't really want to leave, but I do want to leave. But there's something dangerous in staying here. So that became kind of the premise of the song once the lyrics began to come in. And the fact that it's a blues, kind of a blues riff and got the harmonica going in there, that all fits with that theme, that slightly darker kind of theme for Wanderlust. So we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about that. Before we jump in lyrics, I'm sorry, there's one more thing I wanted to mention. The sound, you know, we have a sound at the beginning of every song on this album. This one, I actually began with kind of some chording that's actually from the song with keyboard, kind of that background, that kind of ambient chording that's laid down underneath the rest of the instrumentation. And then the recording on top of that was some deep breaths being taken that sound very fearful to me. And so, and the photo, you know, we have an image that goes with each one. The photo is actually a photo of me, of my face, looking a bit fearful, I think. So, full of fear. Gotta leave here tomorrow. Gotta leave here tomorrow. Poisons deep in my marrow. Gotta leave here tomorrow. Oh, the path is straight and clear. But oh, my heart is full of fear. So, I think when I was writing this, I was probably drawing on a lot of different things. Our family has moved a number of times, and sometimes it's been because of a job, necessary job change due to my shifting jobs situation. And a few times, those moves were out of excitement. Oh, we can't wait. We're so excited about going to a new place. It's going to be quite an adventure and wonderful. Other times, we were not really at the place where we wanted to leave. But for one reason or another, we needed to. And in those times, quite often, the place we were going to, we were unsure about. It wasn't like we said, okay, this will be great. We're in a brand new opportunity. I mean, you try to frame it that way. But when you get a job, because you gotta have a job, and you're just going to pull up stakes and you're just going to go, and you're hoping the job works out, and you're hoping the job's not miserable, and you're hoping that everybody's going to be okay and happy, and the living arrangements will work out, and et cetera. That's a fearful kind of leaving. That's a fearful kind of hitting the road. But there's also something else in this, and that is probably associated with some of those moves, that though we don't necessarily want to leave this place or this community or this job, that there's something not right about it. Poison deep in my marrow. In other words, we don't want to go, but we're pretty sure that if we stay, it's not going to be healthy. It's not going to be good. And I can think of a couple of situations where we did that, where we didn't want to go, but we felt we had to. And part of the reason we felt we had to was that it would be unhealthy to do what was necessary to be able to stay. It'd be a compromise that was more than we could do. So, and sometimes that could be an ethical compromise, I suppose. It was for us. Sometimes it could be even a physical threat, you know. This place is just not. I was watching a special about the Paradise fire in Paradise, California, a couple of years ago, and people who loved that place loved it, but just couldn't stay anymore because they felt like, you know, it's gonna happen again. People who live in the path of hurricanes, or even more ominously, people who live in places where the social environment, the people, the community itself, there's something toxic there. And so for the sake of yourself and for the sake of maybe your family and your children and where you want to raise your children, you've got to get out of that toxicity. So that's, I think, an element of the song. So we'll go on to the second verse. Morning sun shows the way. Morning sun shows the way. Travels safer by day. Morning sun shows the way. Oh, the path is straight and clear. Oh, but my heart is full of fear. I thought about this as I was writing it because, you know, a lot of times they say, you know, get out in the dark of night, sneak away. The problem with that is that you, in a real literal sense, is that you can't see where you're going. In a real literal sense, you could get snagged up, you could get tripped, you could hurt yourself. It's dangerous traveling by night. It's clearer, you know. And the other piece of that is, let's make this decision. Let's put it off just a little longer. Let's sleep on it, you know. Let's wait till morning. Maybe the morning light, the morning sun will show the way for the travel, but also show the way in this decision that I think I've made, but I'm still fearful about. I'm still unsure about. Sometimes the sun coming up, the day coming in, helps to make the decision clearer. And so that's an element, I think, there. Then we move into, after that, we move into the instrumental section, which I made the decision. It's a very acoustic sort of song initially, pretty acoustic for a bluesy thing. But then it felt like the contrast to that just dirty, rough electric guitar solo coming in seemed right. And I really am proud of that. I feel like it turned out great. I got the sound I wanted. It accents the edginess of the harmonica, which has been in there all along. But then that harmonica, when you get a harmonica with an electric guitar going back and forth between each other, that's a good conversation right there. So especially when you're talking about something that's fearful. That's dangerous. That's concerning. That's bluesy. That's rough. That's a good combination. So and then the irony of that being on top of the main instrument, which is a nylon classical guitar, playing this bluesy riff, sort of. So the contrasts, I think. The surprising contrasts, and maybe it's not that surprising to anybody, but it's not what I would have thought of right off the bat. But I thought, let's just try this, throw it in, see how it goes, and it went. So we finally get to that last verse. Who will I be when I'm gone? Who will I be when I'm gone? I don't know myself beyond this wrong. Who will I be when I'm gone? Oh, the path is straight and clear. Oh, but my heart is full of fear. And then we hear, my heart is full of fear, my heart is full of fear, till we get to the end. So I think for me, this verse really brings it all together for the song. Because the question's one of identity. Whenever you move, whenever you leave, whenever you hit the road to go somewhere else, there is an identity crisis in that. Who am I if I'm not here? And with the added layer of there's something toxic here, there's something that's deep, that there's a poison here in this place that's sinking deep into my marrow, the marrow of my bones, it's sinking in. Who am I without that toxicity? Who am I without that poison? Who am I if I'm aiming to get healthier, to move to a place where living is better, where the sun is shining, it's not dark, it's not, that whatever is twisted is not there anymore. Do I even know who I am in that kind of place? And I've said this to friends before. I've spent a good amount of time in my life having something to push against, having something to rebel against. So who am I if I find myself in a place where I don't really have that much to push against? Do I suddenly because I need to have something to push against? Am I manufacturing enemies? Am I manufacturing issues? Because I don't feel like I'm myself if I'm not pushing against something. And I ask myself that a lot. Because my life is pretty nice right now. It really is. I was just mentioning that to my wife last night. My job, her job, we're in a good place. We're in a good place where we live, family around us close. Who am I if I'm not pushing against something? I have found things to push against, obviously. Maybe that's the key. Maybe once you're not pushing against just really immediate personal things, you find those bigger issues to push against. Big things like systemic inequity or racism or, you know, stuff like that. So maybe that's the luxury of having your house, for the most part, put in order. You can look to the bigger house. You can look to the societal ills. I don't know. Maybe I just say that to justify being frustrated about things, political things, societal. But then again, at the end of the day, I feel like if I don't stand up for some of these things and push against them from the place of privilege that I do have, then what's any of that privilege good for? If I got stuff together, I need to look around me and see who doesn't. Who doesn't have stuff together? Who is this society, this world, this community, this place? Who is it not serving very well? And that's now what I need to push against. Let's make it right for everybody, not just right for me and mine. Once again, the song was a whole lot of fun to write. I was playing with a brand new toy, the looper, figuring that out, but really good to then bring to the studio in a way that I was going to put out a studio version and be able to work on it and polish it and get it just right. And once again, another Wanderlust themed song, but going in a different way, you know. The Wanderlust of running away from something toxic, getting away, but having an identity crisis. Who am I when I'm not in that toxicity? So there we go. Pull of Fear, the eighth song on Keys to My Head. And I appreciate your joining me for another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. You can find all my music, including the new album, and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can also find my new project with my lovely wife, Cheryl, Nana Papa. We're putting out singles every couple of weeks, and these are, we're categorizing them, I guess, as children's and family songs, but they're really not just kids' songs. They're things for parents and children and grandparents and children to talk about, to open up some, I think, some important ideas about, you know, things like truth-telling and equity and love. And I'll just give you a hint, coming up on the 15th of March, we've got a shanty. So I'm excited about that. It was fun. It was fun doing a shanty. I know it's kind of the rage right now on TikTok, but lots of fun. So look forward to that. And all of that you can find at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Thanks for joining me again for another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Stay tuned and be well.